Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, June 3rd, 2013, as we begin our third year of broadcasting the Buckmaster Show from the KVOI radio studios. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a hot one indeed, as now we are into the 100-degree days that will go on and on for a few months, certainly three and a half, four months. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream our show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and we podcast so you can listen to the program anytime, anywhere on your schedule, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com all have the program available for your listening. Today's show, as we begin each Monday afternoon with our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Our team today features John Munger and Paul Eckerstrom, and then during the second half hour, we'll talk with our contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham. The world remains a very dangerous place, and General Wickham always has very good insights on the latest flashpoints, including Syria. General Wickham, the former U.S. Army Chief of Staff, and he was former commander of Allied forces in Korea. If you have a question or comment, we would welcome it on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can post a question to our Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster, and we invite you to follow us on Facebook at Bill Buckmaster, parentheses Buckmaster Show. With me in studio today, to my left, Paul Eckerstrom, a Tucson attorney. Paul is former chair and one-time state chair of the Democratic Party of Arizona. He's the former vice chair of the local Democratic Party. Also with me, another attorney here in Tucson, John Munger. John was a Republican 2010 gubernatorial candidate. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. John and Paul, good to see you.
Yeah. Good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Well, we bought a beautiful oil painting while we were on vacation over in Central California, and the frame was just not right. You know where I'm going.
You went to Moe's.
I will be going to Moe's because it's just not right. I mean, it's beautiful oil, but sometimes perhaps they're packaged in a less than aesthetic frame for everyone. It's hard to figure out everybody's taste.
Also, so you go to Moe's.
Well, we'll be headed for Moe's. Good weekend, John and Paul.
Great weekend.
Buckmaster household finally able to get into the pool this weekend.
All right.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was.
First 100 degrees.
But any time we can delay 100 degrees until June 1st is fine with us, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It was a good long spring.
Let's talk a little bit about Bob Dole. He says the Republican Party, John Munger, should close for repairs in the summer. Mr. Dole, of course, was the 1996 Republican presidential nominee. He says that he and Ronald Reagan couldn't make it today as Republicans because of the GOP has moved so far to the right. He told Fox News' Chris Wallace that the centrist Republicans are few and far between. What do you think, John?
Well, I think that Ronald Reagan would carry the Republican Party in a landslide right now. My question about Bob Dole is, what's he ever done? You know, what's Bob Dole's major accomplishment within the Republican Party or otherwise? When he ran for president, he was an overwhelming loser. You know, frankly, I don't know that he's in a position to tell us how wonderful he was for the Republican Party. I think he's a fine man, but I don't think that he demonstrated any great leadership capabilities or the future of the Republican Party when he was the leader of the Republican Party. So I'm not really very interested in hearing what Bob Dole has to say on that subject.
Of course, we honor his military
service. Oh, well, certainly. I mean, he's a fine guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's a distinguished individual, but I don't think he's – I don't think that he should mislead himself or anybody else into believing that he ever was the future of the Republican Party, because he never was.
Paul Eckerstrom.
Oh, he was the Senate Majority Leader for quite a time as well. And, you know, I agree with Bob Dole. But if John wants to keep not reevaluating what they've done in the past few years, that's fine with me, because that means the Democrats are going to do really, really well. There's interesting polling data has come out among young Republicans, actually, that indicate that, especially on social issues, the party's policies are way out of step with them, and as well as even some of the economic issues. This you know, cut taxes at all costs is wearing thin, even with young Republicans. Is the next generation understands that, you know, wealthy people need to pay their fair share. We need a good education system. We can't have universities being so out of reach for middle class kids that even the middle class kids can't get a college education when that's desperately important to get a good job these days. I think if the Republicans keep going down the path that they're going, which is alienating young people, alienating Latinos, they're going to go the way of the Whigs. Now, I think historically, parties always readjust after a time when they've lost national elections. I think the Republicans are going through that right now. I think Bob Dole's voice is one of those voices that's maybe going to have some people wake up, because eventually I think what will happen is the Republican Party will move back towards the center, because they need to win elections. And the immigration bill that probably is going to get through is an example of that, where they were very extreme on the immigration issue, and they've lost the Latino vote because of it, and they understand for political survival that they're going to have to move to the center on that.
Well, I think that the Republican Party, frankly, right now has got some wonderful leaders who are conservatives and can attract national attention, national support, Marco Rubio being the front of it. We've got great leaders here in the Republican Party in Arizona that are solid conservatives. I'm going to be supporting Doug Ducey for governor.
Have you? You've made that decision.
Made the decision. I'm supporting Doug Ducey. And, you know, great conservative, business person. I'm very proud of what the Republican Party is doing. But for the Republican Party, the Democrats would have spent us even worse into oblivion than they have already. The only thing that saved this country from Barack Obama's gross overspending and obliterating the financial stability of this republic is the Republican Party and the conservatives, who have refused to go along with this insane fiscal policy that the president has. Now, I think that there are obviously things that both parties have pros and cons in terms of the public, but the polls show. There was a poll done by Rasmussen just last week, and that poll shows that the American public supports the Republican Party above the Democratic Party on fiscal affairs, tax affairs, foreign affairs, which are the big three. They're the only thing that the Democrats are ahead of the Republican Party in is the environment. And that is the only thing. The Republican Party polls better than the Democratic Party.
So you
Party
say this certainly
category.
Bodes well.
Bodes very well. And I will bet you a nickel right now that at the end of the next election, the Republicans control not only the House, but we will control the Senate.
In the 2014 election.
Yes, sir.
And I will disagree with that, and I'll tell you, the only reason the House is in control of the Republicans is because of the 2010 elections, where a lot of state legislatures flipped and there was gerrymandering. Because the 2012 elections, Democrats outpolled Republicans in Congress, but somehow Congress is still in the hands of the Republicans. And let me add one thing.
Somehow,
John likes to rewrite history. We were in a balance, and we were actually paying down the national debt after Bill Clinton put us on a fiscal path. And George Bush comes in and gives these massive tax cuts to the wealthy, and we start deficit spending. And then a recession was caused by that, which also made less tax revenues coming in, and we had massive deficits when Barack Obama took office. He had to do some spending to keep us from going into the next Great Depression in terms of a stimulus package and job creation
package. So you're saying he inherited this?
Yeah. And now
blame George Bush. They can't get over that, can they?
But it's history. It's history, John. Yeah, you can't get away from history.
Let me give you the real.
Bill Clinton put us on a path of paying down the debt, and the Republicans came in and destroyed that with one huge swipe.
Let me give you real history.
Let me give you the real history.
John says you're a history revisionist.
Or the real history is that Bill Clinton didn't start that until the Republicans took both the Senate and the House and forced him to do it, and then he did it. Then we went through a big bubble in the dot-com bubble in the late 90s, and yes, we had a lot of revenues. Now, there's no question that we did deficit financing of the Iraq War and the Afghan War at the beginning of George Bush's term. But George Bush's deficits were a half to a third of what of the deficits that Barack Obama ran up. Barack Obama has run up a $7 trillion deficit in 5 years. George Bush did not do that. You cannot blame that on George Bush.
Oh, yeah.
And very frankly,
his policies caused the Great Recession that put us in that hole.
I will tell you that's
pretty obvious.
I will tell you that you can't. We've had recession. We have recessions every 5 years, and we don't run up those kinds of multi-trillion dollar deficits every time you have a recession. It's just not the way you do it.
By the way, it was the vote in Congress in 1993 that put us on the path of balanced budgets, and that was done by a Democratic Congress, and they lost because of that.
I don't really have a big problem with Bill Clinton, but Barack Obama is an absolute disaster.
All right, we'll be back. That's John Munger and Paul Ackerstrom here. It's the Monday Political Face-Off, and we will be back right after this.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off, 790-2040. If you'd like to join John Munger and Paul Eckerstrom in our conversation today, which is about pretty much evolved into the Obama presidency, the Monday Political Face-Off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Again, 790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to join in our conversation with Paul Eckerstrom and John Munger. And let's go now to Joe on the Buckmaster Show live line. Joe, you're with John and Paul and Bill.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
You know, I think that, first of all, Google deficits don't matter, John, and Dick Cheney. What you'll see is that statement that he made. And that connects to the off-balance accounting techniques that were used that didn't count the cost of the war against the budget. And it's how you take a, it's how you spend $4.3 trillion in the Bush administration. That's just a point. I think the Republicans' problem is easy to describe, but impossible for them to fix. Because, you know, there is no traction. Barack Obama is a weak president. The only thing weaker than that is the collective drive of the Republican Party. They got nothing. Nobody cares about Benghazi. You might have a little bit of traction on the IRS just because you got 200,000 pages of tax code here, but they never were interested in changing anything tax-related. So, you know, I don't know. I just don't know where the Republicans are going to go. But to watch no challenge on a weak president because there's a total lack of credibility in the Republican Party.
Okay,
Joe. It's really, it's funny. So, anyways, I want to hear what you guys got to say, and thanks for the time.
You're welcome. And here's John Munger.
Well, let me respond to that, but first let me say this: Bill Clinton, neither Bill Clinton nor George Bush were, in my opinion, wonderful presidents. Bill Clinton's principal problem was Bill Clinton lied to the American public on several occasions. He was disbarred in the state of Arkansas. He was found in criminal contempt by a federal district court. I mean, the guy was really bad. But we did end up on the issues with a budget surplus, and that's true. George Bush was wrong, and I thought his policies overall were good, but he was wrong on not putting the Iraqi and Afghan war in the budget, and he had a deficit. Nobody's perfect, and both of those were imperfect presidents. Barack Obama is a very bad president. He's one of the worst presidents we've ever had for all the reasons that we've discussed. Now, Joe has his point. I think that the problem with Joe's argument is that Joe needs to understand that the Republican Party does not have the bully pulpit, nor do we have the press to get the issues out. So when he says a few people are upset about the IRS issue and the Benghazi issue, I submit to you, Joe, you're just wrong. That is a major, major problem.
But you're saying it's just not getting traction because of
– They don't have the bully pulpit. I mean, they've got to operate through Congress. Mm-hmm. So, you can't compare the traction that a Congress is going to get.
So you disagree with Joe that this is this is a problem, Joe, saying that this
can't be
fixed.
But I understand and respect Joe's point of view. Yeah. I mean, I can see why he's not seeing as much traction on the Republican side as the Democratic side, but there's a reason for that because we don't have the bully pulpit.
Okay.
But it's going to turn out to be real blood in the water when all the facts come out on this tax issue, IRS issue, because now they are finding out the people who did this targeting are testifying that they actually had instructions from Democratic operatives in Washington. We don't know who those are yet.
They didn't say Democratic operatives.
Well, they said from Washington. They said from Washington. Yeah,
look at the head of the IRS at the time was a Bush Republican appointee.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They got these instructions from D.C.
The Republicans are trying to say, and he was in D.C. The Republicans are trying to say the White House did this, and that's just not true.
I don't think the White House did this. I don't think there's any evidence the White House did this.
Yeah, and so why are we making a big deal of it? It's a Republican director of the IRS is in charge.
What you're missing, Paul, is that the U.S. senators, the Democratic U.S. senators, the president had all for several years been attacking these 501c organizations, saying they were anti-American. These are bad people. With Tea Party are awful people, mm-hmm. and they caused this type of attitude, and they are still doing it as of May 3rd. Okay. They're still writing these letters to people.
Daryl Issa, who is the head of the investigation, is out there calling the press secretary for Barack Obama a paid liar. He's basically saying in his gut he knows that Barack Obama ordered this, which is totally baseless in fact. You and I are lawyers. You can't make statements like that. And the third thing is, one, they're going after Barack Obama and the Justice Department on this the subpoenas for the AP on national security issues on a leak from the CIA. Now, I have to say somebody's calling this a scandal, and I don't know why, because the Justice Department followed the Patriot Act to the letter of the law. If you don't like the Patriot
Act, that's not the issue.
That is the issue.
No, it isn't.
Because Daryl Issa is making the issue.
I'll tell you what the issue is. The issue is
– and Daryl Issa voted for the Patriot Act. That's what really bothers me. I don't necessarily agree with the Patriot Act.
Okay.
I think it should be done away with. But Daryl Issa voted for it. That's the height of hypocrisy.
One at a time.
That's not the issue. The issue isn't the Patriot Act.
What's
the issue? The issue is that Holder testified in Congress that he knew nothing about any attempts to prosecute. He knew nothing about, had never heard of the concept of prosecuting a reporter for simply obtaining information from inside the administration. And
they weren't prosecuting a reporter.
Paul, let me finish.
Hold on. One at a time.
The judge signed off on it.
Okay.
Yeah. The judge signed off on it after Eric Holder himself had signed the affidavit to go to the judge saying that they were going to prosecute this reporter, James Rosen. So Eric Holder himself lied to Congress by saying, I don't know anything about this, never heard of this, when he's the one that signed the affidavit that went to the judge saying that James Rosen was a co-conspirator, which means that he needs to be prosecuted. They would not have gotten that warrant, but for the fact that Eric Holder signed that warrant and signed off on the affidavit that got that warrant and then lied to Congress saying, I don't know anything about it. Eric Holder is a liar.
You're saying the subpoena was not proper.
He's already been held in criminal contempt by Congress one time for lying in Fast and Furious, it's going to happen again.
I find it the height of hypocrisy that a Justice Department follows the law to the T, gets a subpoena from a judge. It's under a super secret subpoena process done by the Patriot Act, and now everybody's all upset that it was super
secret.
That's
not the issue.
That is the issue.
The issue is that you've got an attorney general that lies to Congress.
Okay. Paul?
It's just not the issue. The issue is Daryl
Issa.
You can't
define – that's not the issue I'm talking
about. If you
don't
like the Patriot Act, get rid of it.
If you don't like the issue I'm talking about –
I think Barack Obama has already said he'd sign a law today that would exempt news agencies from the Patriot Act. I think that's what should happen.
Paul, all right, the Patriot Act is not the issue. The issue is that the Attorney General lied to the judge or he lied
George
to Congress.
Bush should never have passed the Patriot Act. The Republicans in Congress should never have passed the Patriot Act. It's a bad law.
All right. Passions
that's
running.
That's not the issue here.
Passions
the issue
running.
Is lying to Congress and lying to the judge.
That was John Munger.
By Eric Holder.
John, thank you very much. And Paul Eckerstrom, thank you very much. Passions running very high here on the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and moesgallery.com. And ladies and gentlemen, these two guys, believe it or not, are friends. And they will be walking out of the KVOI studios here, chatting and getting along just fine.
And yucking
and having a good time, which we try to do and make it entertaining and informative. We'll be back with General John Wickham. Lots to talk about on the international scene with General Wickham. That's next.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Supreme Court ruling allowing police to routinely take DNA samples from people they arrest is coming under fire from four dissenting justices, as well as from the ACLU. Prosecutors say documents that were passed along to the WikiLeaks website by former Army intelligence analyst Bradley Manning were of interest to the enemy, including Osama bin Laden. The White House says President Obama is concerned by excessive spending by the IRS and other agencies on conferences and travel. It's a Senate seat that's been in Democrat hands for three decades, but New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie could name someone from his own party to the seat that was left vacant by the death today of Democrat Frank Lautenberg. Wall Street, the Dow up 89. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Monday, June 3rd edition of the Buckmaster Show. Today, the day we begin our third year of broadcasting this program on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We thank all of our Buckmaster Show listeners, and it's always a pleasure to welcome once a month the Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs. He is General John Wickham, who was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987, and he was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He is now retired, living happily in Oro Valley, and he joins us now on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. General Wickham, good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you, Bill, and congratulations again on starting your third year with this wonderful program.
Thank you very much, General. The world continues to be a very dangerous place. Syria, that is a very challenging situation, and the latest news concerning that civil war in Syria. For the first time, General, the war has now spilled over into neighboring Lebanon.
Well, that's true, and all of us can wring our hands over the calamity that is existing there, the killing, and we'd all like to end it. The practical reality is that no one has a good solution to end it. And the idea of going over there and trying to impose some kind of military solution, either NATO or U.S.-led, doesn't make sense at all. We're not good at trying to do that. We didn't do a very good job in Iraq. Look what's happened already in Iraq. And we've tried it with Afghanistan, and we're going to leave Afghanistan and let the Afghans police their own situation. So I don't see that there's any reasonable solution in the near term. Assad, the strange thing, Assad is a medical doctor, and you would think with a Hippocratic oath that he took years ago that he would be much more attuned to caring for his people, but he isn't. He has got a second breath now, if you will, from the Russians and the aid that they are providing in the way of air defense missiles and MiG fighters, and also aid from Iran and Hezbollah, the Iranian influence in Lebanon. So he's got some capabilities there that are very dangerous. They have a huge stockpile of chemical weapons. And somebody's been using some of those, whether it's the rebels that have captured some and used them, or the government. It's unclear, and the regime will not allow any UN inspectors in to find out who was the user of the weapon. So I just don't see any solution. Now, unfortunately, we had John McCain, a wonderful senator with a heroic record, on his own, went over there and met with the rebel leaders. And unfortunately, it says some sad things about our state of government when you get a congressional leader trying to act like the Secretary of State and conducting foreign policy on his own. I just think that's wrong. And unfortunately, Senator McCain should know better.
So you're saying that that's not going to help the situation, Senator McCain's surprise visit there?
Well, it helps in some ways, sort of getting another view, but senators come back out and said, he's hardened his position. And his position is that we should provide military aid to the rebels, whether they're jihadists or not. We should probably put a no-fly zone over there, even though that is an act of war that may involve boots on the ground and the shooting down of aircraft and the shooting up of air defenses and the killing of civilians. I just think the idea of a no-fly zone is a non-starter. But he's going to push these things, and the conservative and the Republican Party are going to push them and going to blame the administration for not doing anything real.
Okay. General John Wickham is with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040. General Wickham is always willing to entertain whatever questions or comments you have. We did get a question that came in on our Facebook page, our growing presence on Facebook. A gentleman by the name of Sean wants me to ask the general, General, what is your feeling on the progress made in South Korea since your time over in the South?
That's a good question, Sean, and there's continuing progress. On the plus side, South Korea represents one of the real Asian tigers. Enormous economic progress, a relatively democratic country with a free press structure of a congressional arrangement, and now they have a woman leader, the president, Park Geun-hye, whom my wife Anne and I know, a remarkable woman, and I think can bring enormous stability to that region. What she wants to do is have a better relationship with the North. She's not going to roll over, but she wants to establish closer working relationships with the North. So I'm very optimistic about the South Korean situation. We have a strong ally there looks up to the United States and works very effectively with us, as well as with Japan and with China.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Matthew has a question for the general. Go ahead, Matthew.
Thank you, Bill, and congratulations on the third year.
Thank you.
General Wickham, thank you for your service to our country. And my question is, the defense secretary is currently on his weekend visit to the Shangri-La conference. He and the Chinese leadership, the military that attended the conference, had words about the recent cyber attacks on U.S. affecting potentially our weapon systems. I was just curious about your thoughts on that, and also about the Chinese, our repositioning to the Pacific of our forces strategy-wise, and the Chinese recent attempts to extend their 10-mile limit to basically include the South China Sea. Any thoughts on any of those subjects, sir?
Matthew, very, very good questions. Obviously, you do a lot of research on the media, and that's very thoughtful. Number one, Chuck Hagel, as Secretary of Defense, is doing a remarkable job. So is John Kerry, as Secretary of State. They're very wise choices by Obama. And so I'm optimistic that we're going to get very effective leadership. John Kerry, for example, back on the Syrian situation, has been very effective trying to work out a peace conference with Assad and the rebels, and that is still in the works, and the Russians are willing to support that. And that's something that John Kerry is pushing. He's also pushing the Israelis to sit down and begin more work on some sort of settlement with the Palestinians. So we've got to be proud of that. Now, back to Chuck Hagel and the comments on cyber situation. The cyber attack is a more current situation, capitalizing on the ubiquitous nature of the Internet. But cyber attacks on secrets, have been going on for decades. We established laws years ago to protect American defense companies from foreign ownership and influence and stealing of secrets. And we established a structure with proxy boards of directors on American companies that were influenced or owned in part by foreign companies. I served on a couple of those proxy boards. So this goes back a long time. And what we're seeing now is just a simple growth of influence through the Internet It's dangerous, to be sure, and what we need to do is a better control on the part of firewalls inside the United States, better sharing of knowledge as to how we can intercept hacking and how we can protect ourselves against hacking. And I think the talking, the sitting down and willingness to talk, as the Chinese are willing to do with us about this, is a good omen for the future. And so I'm very optimistic that more is going to come of this that will benefit the world in general. Now, the situation you mentioned about the growing influence and the pivot of the United States to the Pacific, we've always been a Pacific power, and we've always kept military capabilities there. It's important that we continue to do that because of trade and because of security interests. And the Korean issue is typical of that, and Japan is typical of that. And China recognizes that, and China is growing influence is going to be a threat to a number of countries in the region, and those countries welcome the United States and its influence, growing influence, by this pivot into Asia. So I think there's an optimistic view of all of that, and not that we're going to threaten the Chinese. We want to work with them, as Hagel and the president, as he's going to meet with President Xi in California in the next few days, will indicate.
All right. Very good question from Matthew. And prior to that, Sean, we will continue with General John Wickham. We have a very full agenda here for the next segment with the general. If you would like to get in on the live line, 790-2040, 790-2040. But first, let's hear from the fine lineup of people who support the Buckmaster Show. We ask that you, in turn, support them. Thank you. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony. Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:50. This portion of the program brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Experience the solitude of the Gila, the nation's first wilderness. Silver City is only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Visit the historic downtown area with its galleries, antique stores, museums, and restaurants. Plenty of fine places to stay in the area, including College of Whispering Canyon, Agave Ridge Retreat, and Spirit Canyon Lodge. You can find out more about Silver City and its mile-high elevation. Makes for very cool evenings over there and very pleasant days. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. We welcome back to the Buckmaster Show General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff. We've been talking about China. We've been talking about Syria. Now let's bring it close to home, General Wickham, and what some are calling this abusive culture in the military, which is now under the microscope.
That's true, Bill. But first, we need to step back and recognize that the abusive culture that the military is experiencing in some ways is a reflection on an abusive culture in our society. We have not treated women equally as men in terms of the workplace, opportunity, and in terms of moral behavior towards them. And so in a way, one can argue the military is simply a manifestation of what's going on in society. But there's another factor, and that is the last decade or so of war has focused the warrior ethic. Kill 'em and beat 'em up kind of attitude is necessary if you're going to build warriors, and it's resurrected the old myth that has existed in the military for decades or eons, if you will. And the myth is that in order to be a warrior, you've got to be a two-fisted drinker, a womanizer, and a profane person. I don't agree with that at all. And when I was Army Chief of Staff, I tried to eliminate that myth, but it's come back in spades during this last decade. And so we're now experiencing some of the results of that, the abusive behavior towards women, alcoholism, and the abuse of drugs, and the profanity, the abuse of people verbally. And so we've got a culture change to undergo. And I think that Chuck Hagel and the president have said some important things about trying to do that. Chuck Hagel spoke at West Point at the graduation up there just recently and said, you young men and women, as you graduate, you need to go out in leaders and try to turn this culture around. So it's going to take a while to do that because it's grown up over the last decade, and It's part of, I think, reflection of society.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. If you have a question for General Wickham or a comment, 790-2040, 790-2040. We have a lot of veterans who listen to the Buckmaster Show, as you know, General Wickham. We always thank them for their service, and we like to give them an update. If you can tell us the backlog of veterans care, is it getting any better?
Not really, Bill. The one of the reasons for the backlog, of course, is the current wars that have produced an enormous influx of veterans care, much higher than from Vietnam. Almost 60% of those who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan are now claiming disabilities, which is very, very high. And somewhat it's caused by the nature of the war. Some of it is because of the belief that there is an opportunity here to gain some benefits, some care. But the backlog has grown now, and it's approaching 2 years for people to receive some action on their claim for disability or medical care. I think that's horrible. And even though Rick Shinseki, the head of the VA, is trying to cut that down by hiring more people, and Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, has said he's going to enable more people to go to work and help out the VA to reduce that backlog, more needs to be done. And one idea that has come to me, maybe it's a harebrained idea, but for example, why not for every veteran who has been on the roll waiting for his disability, say, more than 6 months, why don't they grant that individual temporary approval of their claim, pending final approval of their claim? That would open up that veteran to medical care and perhaps to some financial benefits and avoid any frustration that could lead to suicide or other problems. I think it would be a beneficial thing.
Well,
yes, it would be costly, but it's something that could be done. And I mentioned this to our local congressman, Ron Barber, and he was very interested in the idea.
Well, it sounds like a great idea, and I hope that Congressman Barber will pursue that, General Wickham. Give us an update on the sequestration. We're hearing that there's a maintenance backlog at Davis Mountain and other military installations on some of the equipment issues, sir.
All of the bases in the United States and those overseas as well have suffered because as we've gone to this last decade of war, the fighting has demanded most of the spending. And base maintenance and maintenance of equipment has suffered. And there's an enormous backlog of equipment, for example, in the Army and Marine Corps that needs upgrading. We're talking probably in the range of $30 billions of dollars of equipment that needs overhaul in our depots, and the base maintenance on bases like Davis Montham also is enormous. Family programs that have taken care of families, offered advice and counsel, child care, for example, those programs also have suffered. Not enough money's gone into them. So we've got to do a better job of caring for our people, our families, and caring for the bases that they live on. And that's going to take a substantial amount of money. Now, sequestration has put these arbitrary cuts into the military that don't make any sense at all. There's no rational basis for the cuts. Sequestration mandated every account must take a flat percentage cut, whether it makes sense or not. And even though the administration has tried to get Congress to give some flexibility, Congress has not been able to do that.
All right. Matthew calling again. Matthew had one more comment. He is an Iraq veteran. Thank you, Matthew, for your service. Quickly with General Wickham, Matthew.
Quickly, you know, Bill, my background was in insurance as a claims examiner in California, handling an average caseload for me back in the day was 125 cases for workers' compensation. Now, while the military, the veteran system, and the civilian workers' comp is totally different, I appreciate General Wickham's, he's the first person to even bring up the issue and come up with an idea. And the only thing I would suggest to him too is also if the veterans coming back, I really think that we're in a new world, we're in a new situation. I think the VA should just simply, we should go to a model where all the veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan should be given the minimum disability that gets them a check and gets them access to open care at the VA.
Good.
And then they can go beyond that. And
okay.
I think that would actually be a simpler way. But I absolutely agree with and applaud General Wickham's idea. He's the first person to bring it up.
Thank you,
thank
Matthew. And again, thanks for your service.
Thank you, Matthew, for your service and for your ideas. I like your idea of a minimum, every veteran getting a minimum if they've got a claim. But related to all of that, as I said earlier, I really think we need to immediately provide some kind of open door on claims and temporary basis, get them into the door for medical care, get them into the door for some kind of financial help, while the bureaucracy takes its time to make the final evaluation. We ought to be wise enough to be able to do that. Yes, it's going to cost us a little bit, but this administration, thank God we've got Obama, who has supported the VA. The VA has got more funding out of this administration than any previous presidency.
Okay, General Wickham, again, thank you very much. We'll look forward to your visit with us in July. Thanks, sir, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill, for your fine program.
Thank you. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water. We always love the Culligan water. It simply tastes better. All of our guests given a bottle of Culligan when they come in studio. John C. Scott from 3 to 5 this afternoon, then Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back with you at 12:04. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.